According to its sponsors, the legislation called the Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act is aimed at approving the ability of the United States to counter foreign propaganda and disinformation and help people in other countries protect themselves from manipulation from abroad. Speaking at a recent conference at the Atlantic Council, a Washington-based research institute, Senator Rob Portman says he believes the U.S. is not making sufficient efforts to counter destabilizing foreign propaganda and disinformation from countries like Russia and China.
These countries spend vast sums of money on advanced broadcast and digital media capabilities, targeted campaigns, funding of foreign political movements, and other efforts to influence key audiences and populations.
He says the scale of spending on the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, which are all funded by the U.S. Congress, is dwarfed by the money spent on RT, a Kremlin-funded satellite TV channel, and the Chinese government's CCTV. There is also a need to restructure U.S. counter-propaganda efforts, Portman said.
Surprisingly, there's currently no single U.S. governmental agency or department charged with the national-level development, integration, and synchronization of whole-of-government strategies to counter foreign propaganda and disinformation.
Senator Chris Murphy agrees.
And the simple suggestion in our bill is to have an umbrella strategy that unites all of the different agencies that are playing roles so that we can have a coordinated strategy.
Kristen Lord, who heads IREX, a nonprofit organization that promotes global change, told the conference an important feature of the legislation is that it proposes giving resources to local grassroots organizations to counter government propaganda.
The United States government is not always the most credible voice in these debates. Period, full stop. And so what we need to do is support and invest in the people who are making the credible arguments.
The proposed bill will create a new Center for Information Analysis and Response to coordinate all U.S. government anti-propaganda efforts. Amy Katz, VOA News, Washington.